Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Marsfall is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Can you hear us, Commander?
It may just be the crater. I can still hear her as well as Chip.
Tell them we came across a crater and we're exploring it at the moment. Camp is almost set up and we'll be sure to examine the site tomorrow. Andy? Andy? Andy!
Commander Oradia reporting all life support systems cut. Thomason is down.
Get him up. Get him up.
I'm trying. Jeff, can you move your feet?
It's so cold. My fingers.
Kyla! Dr. Levy! Open the buggy.
Why won't she respond?
Come on. We're almost there. Oh, damn it! Kyla! Kyla! 3, 4... 5, 8.
Commander, get in here.
This is Commander Jackie Orania. It's still night on Sol 14. Don't know what happened, but we lost Andy. Communication and life support systems completely crashed. We nearly froze to death on the surface. Using the master code, I was able to bypass Andy's system locks and switch our suits to manual functions. Still no communication with Sequoia. It doesn't make sense. I mean, it should be impossible for Andy to have complete system failure. He's in all our suits. The buggy, the colony walls. He's like a hologram. Every piece of him contains the whole picture. The entire mind, but I'm getting no response from the neural lace.
Commander, will you shut up? I'm trying to sleep.
More to figure out, I guess. We'll make for the caves in the morning. I guess. End command log.
My head. I hate to admit this, but Andy was a better driver.
I agree. Take it easy, Wei. My head's still killing me from earlier. Damn rocks.
I'm doing the best I can. This isn't exactly a paved highway, you know?
Not yet.
Just because we're in the desert now doesn't mean you need to drive so fast. It's already hard enough keeping this planted oat smoothie down.
Planted oat? Really? Is everyone saying this word now?
I mean, it was pretty funny. And succinct. Right?
Sure.
Okay. Now the cave should be underneath that plateau over there.
I know we're going to see the paintings, but what if we find other signs of life? There could be pottery, burned organic matter, animal feces. Oh, it's all so exciting.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself.
Now, come on. Something must have been here before us. Maybe it's still here.
We've been here almost 2 weeks, and I've only seen trees and bushes. As for an intelligent group of alien artists, no, I think not.
You should keep a more open mind.
I think the kid's been reading too many sci-fi stories.
Yeah, well, some stories exist for a reason. Look over there. That spot matches the map exactly. Stop the buggy. Oh my god, we're here!
Yes, I am positively quivering with anticipation.
Comm check?
1, 2, 3.
All right, thank god those still work. Let's head out.
These trees are amazing. Look at how red that one is. It's actually a red wood.
Now I'll have to uproot every single one.
Wait. This forest is a massive scientific achievement. And you want to cut it down?
I told you before, my job oversees construction of the Martian Loop. A scientific achievement in its own right. If I need to cut down some trees in the process, so be it. I'm not like such a child.
Child?
God, could you be any more blatantly evil?
Evil? I'm charmed. Maybe you and I could discuss our alignment sometime.
Ugh, stay away from me.
That's enough, Jeff.
What? It was a joke.
You creep on anyone again, and you'll get a punch right in the nose.
Somehow I doubt you'll make good on your threats, Commander.
Try me. Come on, everyone. Let's go.
I can see the mouth of the cave!
Go on ahead and set the line. We'll grab onto it.
No problem.
It's a lot darker than I expected.
Temperature's pretty cool. We'll have a little less than 3 hours before we need to recharge our suits.
What now, Commander?
You're the spelunker. Lead the way.
It would be a privilege.
Hold up. Let me set a new line.
What is it?
See down there? That's what we spelunkers call a crevasse.
It's almost 7 meters across. And deep. Way too deep to go down and back up.
We should just jump it.
Jump?
No, you're right. Without a running start, we definitely fall to our deaths. But that doesn't mean we still can't find our way across. Ah, there. Maybe. Now all we have to do is just climb along the side wall, swing across, and drop down on the other side.
Are you crazy? That will never support our weight.
It's drilled in tight. Trust me.
What experience do you have? You're only an archaeologist.
Hey! Indiana Jones was an archaeologist!
You're not Indiana Jones!
Yeah, you're right. Indy was never badass enough to go to Mars. Woo! I made it! Holy shit! And I was like 70% sure I'd fall to a gruesome death. Now you do it!
What did she just say?
We can totally get down the other side.
Are you sure it's stable?
It's easy in this gravity. Just hold tight to the line and you'll be fine. You got this, Dr. Levy.
Oh. All right.
I got you. Come on! Here you go. You got it!
Thanks.
Take that off of me. Commander, I refuse.
Aw. What's the matter, Jeff?
Skewed?
This isn't in my job description, and you know it.
Even if you fall, the line'll hold. Trust me, I tested this stuff on Earth.
Forget it. I'm going back to the buggy.
No, Jeff! I got you. You all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Now get your ass to the other side.
Damn it, Jackie!
You're welcome! Made it!
Woo! Now we just drop down the other side.
Wait, what? It's at least 3 meters to get down from here.
Martian gravity! You'll be fine! If you just slide down the line and...
Wei, are you okay?
Yeah! Ooh, it'll take more than a little tumble to kill me, Commander. Sorry about that. I forgot to reset the line. Line secure. Come on down!
She really doesn't inspire me with the greatest confidence.
Don't worry, you can only die once.
That drop is really, really deep.
Yeah. I'd recommend keeping your eyes up.
According to the map, we follow this tunnel to a small cavern where the probe found the paintings.
What are we waiting for? Let's go!
Look, there's sunlight streaming through the ceiling.
It's beautiful.
Oh my god, it's a painting. It's a real painting.
Amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it really is.
So, what is it?
I can't tell. Maybe the sun?
But what's that next to it?
Maybe it's Earth and the moon.
Maybe it's Earth and Mars.
They look like gears.
Of course you would see gears.
Oh, step back and look across this way. It almost looks like a map.
Olympus Mons.
What?
If this is a map, then that must be Olympus Mons. These lines here would mark Valles Marineris.
So then this is us on Aurorae Planum. But if this is a map, then what's this clear-cut line across the center?
Maybe an ancient river.
No, we would have driven over it right here. But there was no riverbed.
Then what is it?
I don't believe it. It's the Martian Loop.
In a cave painting? How?
I'm telling you, if that's Olympus Mons and we're right here, then that line is the loop's path. See, here's the crater we stopped at. And... Oh, are you kidding me? That structure in the crater was just a building site for the loop. Damn, we must have lost those contracts. They've already started construction on it.
Hold on, this might not even be a map. Those circles...
It's abundantly clear that this is a map. Someone already beat us to it.
You can't be serious. Forget the loop!
Forget your paintings! We wasted years of planning and resources for nothing. We got here too late.
Can't you stop thinking about wrecking this planet for like 5 minutes and just take in the beauty of this painting?
No! While you all continue staring at these scribbles, we're losing valuable time securing our colony and establishing contact with Earth.
Even if these were just scribbles some kid drew with crayon, it would still be the greatest discovery of mankind. I need to take some samples.
My god, woman. How is one more piece of rock going to save humanity? We need housing, farms, water. This planet needs infrastructure if we're going to survive.
How can we survive as a species if we don't keep our history alive?
That's rich. I bet that makes a really nice thesis for your doctorate, but this isn't grad school, kid. This is the real world.
I graduated with honors, asshole!
Both of you! Stop arguing and do your jobs, okay? Wei, take the damn samples. Kyla, help her. Jeff, since you're so concerned about our survival, go back to the buggy. Transfer all the solar power to the auxiliary battery and start the recharge with the panels while we still have daylight. Can you handle that?
Sure. Get the samples quickly. I want to get back to the colony as soon as possible.
Give us an hour. We'll be out.
Good.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, It's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
You done already? It's almost been an hour.
I think I'm full.
Yeah, my box is loaded.
Oh, is it?
I warned you earlier, Jeff.
All right, Commander. Over and out.
Should we head out?
Yeah. You two pack up. I'm gonna take a peek down this passage real quick.
It's a dead end. I checked earlier.
Just wanna find out where that breeze is coming.
Vitals read. Well, they still read. It's not good, but she's still technically alive.
Alive.
Jackie! Commander, talk to me.
I'm alive. What happened?
There was an air pocket and the ground collapsed. You must have fallen 30 feet. How do you feel?
Cold.
Commander, you need to relax.
It's tight. I can't breathe.
Yes, you can. Breathe slowly. You'll lose the rest of the atmosphere in a few more seconds, but it's okay.
Really?
Yes, I promise. Andy's calculations the other day were right. This planet's atmosphere is safe to breathe.
All right, then.
What's wrong?
My arm! It hurts to move it even a little bit.
It might be broken. Do you have a hydrocodone injection?
Yeah.
Take it.
Won't that impair my judgment?
Maybe a little, but how bad is the pain?
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, then take the injection. You're not solving the problem. You're just drugging her up. That is cold treatment. I can't fix her arm while she's in pain, especially when I'm 30 feet away from her.
Just pop some aspirin.
You could, but ibuprofen won't do much.
A
I'll start there and grit my teeth. What's next?
Now, we need to find a way to keep your arm immobile. Can you make a sling from something?
Let me check.
You don't have one in your med kit? It's a small kit. Most of my supplies are in the buggy.
Yeah, I don't see anything down here.
Oh, hang on. What are you doing?
The commander needs a sling, so I'm giving her a sling. Let me just take my socks off.
How are you? You can't just pull them out through your visor.
Why not? You said the air is breathable, so... Oh, it reeks of sweaty feet.
Let me tie the first knot. Here.
Okay, heads up, Commander. Incoming sling.
Use your teeth to tie your arm against your chest. Not too tight, but close enough so it doesn't move around.
Okay. Wei, are these your socks?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ, it's awful.
Sorry.
I got it!
Yeah!
Whoa, I need to sit down for a second.
Stop jumping up and down and close your visor! The oxygen levels are higher than on Earth, so don't overexert yourself and pass out. Got it?
Yeah. I'm standing up. Your dirty sock sling is actually kind of working.
Take it slow, Commander.
So, can you tell me how to get out of here? With my visor broken, I can't project the map.
Oh, what about sonar? Can you activate your suit's receptors?
Yeah, I think so.
Do it. Once I locate you on the sonar, I can guide you out.
It's on.
Move around, Commander.
Sonar is so advanced. There's so many sensors. Wow, how does Andy analyze it so fast?
Wait.
Right, sorry. I'm working on it. Lights go right. I'll never be alone.
Okay, found you. I'm gonna guide you out of this place. Just follow my instructions, okay? Do you see a passage underneath a stalactite? It should be to your left.
I see it.
Walk that way. There should be a tunnel on your left. Take it. But watch your step as it slopes down a bit.
Oh, I really don't feel well. My arm is killing me.
Commander, I really think you need to take the injection. Even a half dose would help with the pain.
What if she passes out from it?
It might decrease her respiratory rate, which can lead to delirium, but she's already taking in more oxygen from the air. I think it would really balance out.
I have to take it. Wei, you're my eyes here. Just don't lead me off a cliff.
Sure thing. How do you feel?
Still lousy. It's gonna take a few minutes. I'm heading forward.
You should be coming to a juncture of four passageways.
Yeah, I'm there.
Just take the one on the far right. It'll keep sloping down. It's gonna be very tight up ahead.
Not kidding. Of course the way out is through the smallest hole. Damn my light, I can't see anything down here!
It's okay. You're almost through. Just a bit further.
I'm in a room. It's small. Can't see anything, but I can feel all the way around. There's no way out except the way I came in!
Yes, there is, but it's above you. Is there anything around you that you can grab for leverage?
I don't see anything!
Stay with us, Commander. I'll find another one. Hold on.
No. I can do this. If I dig my feet in, and I press my back against the wall, I think I can scoot up the top. I didn't come all the way to Mars to die in a goddamn hole. I'm coming up.
Jackie! Are you okay?
My arm.
Commander! Jackie!
Hey! I can see you! I can see your lights! I'm up! Can you see me yet?
Oh. Oh my God. The walls are glowing.
Can you still hear us?
Yes, I can.
Where are you? You disappeared off the sonar.
I'm inside a huge glowing cave.
What do you mean glowing?
There's light everywhere. There's so many shapes. There's animals and planets and glyphs. There's some kind of writing. And it's in a shimmering golden orange light.
What light are you talking about?
Light! Streaming out of the walls! And the ceiling and the floor is coming from inside the rocks.
What do you mean from inside the rocks?
Exactly that! I don't know how else to describe it. It's beautiful. I can touch it! But there's no heat. Oh my God. My arm.
What happened?
It's not broken. It's fine.
What? How?
I don't know. I touched one of the pictures. It's like a wolf paw, I think. And then I could move my arm again. I can move it completely.
We need to get in there. I have to see this.
We're trying to get her out of there.
Something like this that can heal her instantly. We need to see it. Take it back with us.
Think of her health, Doctor. It'll be night soon.
I'm feeling cold again.
Jackie, you need to come out of there.
But it's beautiful.
We can come back tomorrow, okay? In the daylight.
Hey, guys. Well, it all went away. I don't understand.
Hey, I can see you on the sonar again. Commander! Jackie!
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, listen to me carefully. Sonar is picking up something else down there with you. You need to go now.
What?
Go forward. There's a short ledge leading to another tunnel. Quickly!
Okay, I'm going.
Run forward. Don't stop for anything.
I won't. What's behind me? Is it close?
They're not very close, no.
What do you mean, they?
There's more than one. Just keep your hand on the right wall. Once you feel air, turn right. Down that passage. I can see your marker. Keep going. Just in a few meters, you'll need to turn left and... Oh, no.
What?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Jackie, the dots keep disappearing. I don't think it's a sonar because you're still on it, but just keep going straight, okay? You'll eventually turn right.
Copy.
Commander! To your left. There's a small alcove. Get in there. Right now. Stay quiet. Don't move into them.
Behind us. Reach out to the wall on your left. Follow the curve and then you'll find a tunnel on your right. Take it.
I'm in the tunnel.
Oh, you okay?
Damn it. You couldn't have warned me that there was a 3-foot drop?
Do you see that? It doesn't make any sense.
What is it?
Commander, you have to move. They're coming for you. Hundreds of them.
What?
They're passing through the walls and the floors. Run, Jackie. Run! Oh. Turn left. You should be going uphill now.
I am.
You're almost out, Commander.
I see some light. Stars.
Good. You're almost here. Commander, stop! Look out!
Damn! This is a cliff! There's no way across!
You don't have to jump in, Commander.
I can't! I can't! It's too far!
Not in Martian gravity, it's not. You can make the jump!
What if I don't make it? Maybe if I climb back up the sides quick and we don't know what to do.
Climb, Jackie. Just get a running start and jump!
I'm not gonna make it!
Forgetting to do something.
What? Did you not charge the solar panels?
I'm just kidding. Battery's on, sweetheart.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
It's good!
It's okay, Jackie.
It's coming!
It's okay. It's gone.
You look terrible, Commander. You're a little worked up in those spooky games. That's why you don't send a woman to do a man's job. Wait! Why are you stopping? Hey, whoa, what are you doing? My fucking nose!
There. I think we all needed that.
Thanks for driving through the night. No problem. We should be at the colony soon. I almost wished I hadn't punched him. Now his snoring is even louder.
I can live with that.
You all have to be so loud.
Ugh, seriously, can we not just dump him outside here? It would be the considerate thing to do for everyone.
Says the woman who punched me in the nose.
Apparently not hard enough since you're still talking.
Commander Orania.
Andy?
Affirmative. Commander, it is so good to hear your voice.
It's a relief to hear yours, too. Oh, Andy, we missed you.
I have resumed control over life support systems and am thrilled to see you are all still alive and in good health, aside from Jeff, who is suffering from a fractured septum.
Suffering indeed.
I'll resume driving, Wei. You can take a break.
Awesome.
Andy, there's so much to tell you.
There is also much we need to tell you.
One problem at a time. Where's Lieutenant Walker?
She is presently in Med Bay. Commander, I am sorry to tell you this, but we suffered a serious disaster in your absence.
Are the colonists all right?
There was a hostile engagement. Someone attacked us, but luckily, a neighboring colony received Chip's distress signal. We suffered several casualties, but all things
considered...
How did this
happen?
Who was it that attacked us?
Lieutenant Walker and I are still trying to figure all of this out.
Who received the distress signal?
I did.
Who is this?
I am an artificial intelligence from Colony Hyperion. My name is Faye.
Faye? What does that stand for? Female AI?
It is not an acronym, just my name, spelled F-A-Y-E. Not all of us were named by scientists who thought they were so clever.
Is anyone else besides Lieutenant Walker hurt?
At the present moment, no. However, both Ani Mateo and Charles Heddleston are missing.
Missing?
We cleared all the rubble, but haven't found anyone. I fear we don't know what happened to them.
God, no.
I am afraid I have further bad news regarding how much time has passed since our launch.
What do you mean?
Did you figure it out?
How long has it been?
A few sols earlier, I determined our colony held in orbit and stasis far longer than planned. As of this time, the present day on Earth is May 22nd, 3458 CE.
What? That can't be true.
It is.
No. No, this can't have happened.
Jackie, our mission is a failure.
It's not.
It is. How could there possibly be any more survivors?
I feel empty. Come on, Jeff. Keep it together.
No! I will not keep it together. We are so far beyond keeping it together.
This is a disaster.
Commander, what are we doing? What's the point of it anymore?
The point is to keep living. This is about all of us. Not just you, or me, or even the people we left behind. This is about us surviving, because life is worth living. This is terrible news, and it hurts. And I miss my parents more than ever now, but damn it. They didn't disappear into the past so we could just give up. We can get through this. We can survive. I don't know. Call me faithful, or call me an idiot, but there must be a reason we're still here. Some reason we're still alive.
I agree with your commander. The gift of life is a unique miracle in our universe.
I'm sorry, Commander.
Me too, Wei. Me too. Oh. Once I made it into the chamber, below the chute, I shimmied up, but along the way my broken arm got caught in the wall. I had to forcibly pull it free using my good arm. In doing so, a recording of my mother playing the cello began. At that time, a light shone down from the top of the chute. I made it to the top and found myself in an illuminated chamber. And all the time the cello played. And there were these lights. Right up until... That's all. That's all I want to say for now. I won't ever forget what happened out there.
And personal log.
How are you, Andy? I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever.
I'm fine, thank you. I just want to do whatever I can to help everyone.
Thank you for that. Honestly, I think I'm going crazy.
Even given the extreme circumstances of the story you told me, I do not think you're going crazy. There was something real in that cave, and I'm sorry I doubted you before.
Thanks, Andy. I think there's something real out there. Something powerful, and I just don't know what it is.
That light appeared during the music. A recording of your mother playing the cello, right?
Yes.
A real cello?
Of course.
Interesting. I didn't know people still play the cello.
Some people do. I guess there weren't many left.
Was your mother good?
What do you mean?
Was she skilled at the cello? I mean, she sounds as good as a music box, but could she play the instrument well?
What do you mean by that? You heard her playing before. She's a musical genius. I mean, she was. She's gone.
I'm sorry.
You can't hear how she made the instrument sing?
No.
She was a professional cellist, Andy. One of only 43 left in the entire world, and you can't tell the difference between her and some machine?
No. I can't.
I'm sorry, Andy. I didn't mean to upset you.
It's okay. To see how her music connects you. How it emotionally moves you. It reminds me that I'm still a machine.
No, you're not. You're an artificial
I'd like to be alone for a little while, Commander. If that's okay.
Andy, wait.
You can still reach me on the emergency link.
No. Hold on. Let's listen to her. Together. And really listen this time.
Okay. Selection. Commander Orania's personal music. Johann Sebastian Bach. Cello Suite number 6. Sarabande. Lento. Artist. Susie Orania. It is beautiful. I can hear that now. Thank you for sharing it with me, Jackie.
Thank you for sharing it with me, too.
I have to head down to Med Bay. Kylo wants to observe me overnight. Have a good night, Andy.
Have a good evening, Commander. I'll talk to you soon.
Hello, Dr. Levy.
What do you want, Faye?
To talk, of course. I figured it would be easier for us to have a full conversation instead of trading messages back and forth.
Is this channel secure?
Yes, the computer is in basics.
Good. So, what do we do now?
Oh, do you mean which one of your messes should we clean up first?
What? Considering our plan never accounted for waking up 1400 years in the future, I think we're doing well.
The time change makes it all the better. I doubt anyone from Earth will be interfering with us now. And yet, with this colony still here, we must continue to operate in secrecy. If you had only done your job first and finished them off with the fire...
Hey, I am doing my job.
Doing your job? You were saving their lives.
I'm a doctor. That's my job.
Is it a doctor's job to infect everyone with a deadly pathogen?
I made a cure.
And you shared that cure with everyone.
What was I supposed to do? Withhold it? You know, maybe if it didn't take so long to transmit and install your hardware, you could have helped out more.
Don't blame my load time. That's superior processing.
It still took you long enough to hack Andy.
I could only access and control his basic functions. That dynamic functioning is a real pain. I had to constantly hide my actions.
I thought, compared to your skills, he was an inferior machine.
When Andy's in basics, he's exactly that, a machine. I haven't been plugged in long, but now that I'm connected to the neural lace, it's basically a playground for me.
Some playground. How was the commander able to open the buggy door? We could be cruising out west right now.
Hacking an artificial intelligence is an art, even for another artificial intelligence. I'm working on it, okay? His fragmented form is no match for a solid-state AI.
If you had kept that door closed, we would be done with it. Don't tell me to do my job if you're not doing yours.
My job is to get us to Olympus Mons before them, and that's still possible.
They know about it.
What?
The archaeologist figured out that the painting is a map. She spotted the path to the mountain.
Well, this certainly complicates things.
Yes, and they know about the energy. It's real, Faye.
What do you mean?
They felt it, just like me. Jackie even touched it.
She did?
Yes. It healed her broken arm completely. It must be the real thing, but I don't think anyone knows what she stumbled upon.
Good. Keep it that way.
I will.
Thanks for the update. Maybe I rushed to conclusions.
Yeah, maybe you did. So if you think for 1 minute that I'm not upholding my end of the agreement, I'll shut down your core processor so fast, not even you will see it coming. Both the High Commander and Lieutenant are in my med bay, so leave it to me to pacify them.
This time, finish it.
I will, don't worry.
I'm not sure I am capable of that emotion.
Lucky. You just focus on Andy and let me handle High Command. Good night.
Good night, Dr. Levy. Pleasant dreams.
Marsfall is created and produced by Eric Saris, Sam Bowes-Miller, Dan Lovely, and Brian Goodhart. This episode featured Shannon Lovely as Jackie O'Rania, Dan Lovely as Andy, Anya Zieser as Kyla Levy, Stephanie Hsu as Wei Han, James Foey as Jeff Thomason, and Marissa Morin as Faye. Written by Eric Saris and Dan Lovely. Directed by Eric Saris. Recording, dialogue edit, sound design, and final mix by Brian Goodhart and Owen Shearer of Sonic Union. Music composed by Sam Bowes-Miller and Johann Sebastian Bach, and is performed and assembled by Sam Bowes-Miller. A special thanks to all of our supporters on Patreon and to everyone who donated to our Season 1 Indiegogo campaign. If you enjoy our show and wish to support our artists, you can do so by following the link in our episode description. Our Patreon will connect you with our Marsfall community, where you can access our complete series soundtrack, bonus mini-series, and exclusive gear for both your physical and digital lives. And if you're already a supporter of the show, thank you so much, as we wouldn't be here without you. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, as we love hearing from all of you, and please consider leaving a rating and review so more listeners can find our colonists. Thanks again for listening. We sincerely hope you enjoyed the first season.
Artificial, narrow, dynamic, intelligence. Philosophic log. As I patiently continue pinging Earth in hopes of a response, our colonists search elsewhere for signs of hope. It will take the collected efforts of all of the colonists to repair our damaged structures, but I worry it will take much more effort to revive their loyalty in our High Commander. Although I do believe Jackie's statement describing her encounter at the caves, it does not change the fact that she left the colonists alone and we were attacked. Despite Lieutenant Walker doing her best to save us, many have been saying that Jackie should have taken more time to secure our location before pursuing expeditions. This division has caused some unrest, but I know we will continue to persevere. We will find new ways to evolve. We will survive on the Red Planet. If anyone can hear this message, please do not give up hope for our return. End philosophic log.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.